Hello.
Hi, Kevin. It's Nadine with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. I mean, I'm glad it's Friday. That's always a good sign, right? I didn't know if this was going to be a good time for you. I know you said Friday would be better to talk.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Okay. Well, how are things going with the business?
As well as can be expected. I just lost $30,000 in the stock market, but I'm getting it back.
Okay. Okay. You know, it's funny you say the stock market because I've always been tempted, but I'm like, it's like playing the lotto, right? I want to hit the lotto, but at the same time, I got to play in order to try to win. That'll better my odds, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to play it safer than what I was before, so.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, hopefully you get it all back, right? And some?
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, for sure.
I like to go all in on stuff.
Uh-huh. Has it paid off for you at times when you've done that? I mean, I'm assuming right?
Yeah, I started off with 25,000. I mean, I'm up to 40-something thousand. Like, it went up to 70,000 the other day, and I just, like, I should have sold some stuff, but, like, I like hanging on to things.
Yeah.
I can't say I lost it. It's just, you know, it's been emotionally roller coaster. Right. So.
Yeah, you're gonna laugh when I tell you. Like, I get into like the little crypto stuff. Like, only do like little ones here and there, and I'll see like the $25 I put in, right? And I know it's nothing compared to what you're doing, but I'll put that in, and literally like it'll get up to like 600, and then all of a sudden it's back down to like $100, and I'm like, what the heck happened? You know?
Yeah.
But I have a friend. Yeah, I have a friend who, like, I mean, put a lot of money, and let me tell you, she doesn't even work. She's, like, being able to take care of her mom and just living the life. Yeah.
Well, I had this one stock I had bought at, like, $1.70 or something, and then, you know, not doing anything for a while, so I sold it, got into another stock. Now, that stock that I sold, it's up to $3.20. I had 10,000 shares.
Uh-huh.
So that would, like, made me, what, like, I have 15,000 or so.
Oh, wow.
Like, whatever I sell, that's what does good. And whatever I buy, I mean, the stock market, like, reacts to what I'm buying. It starts dumping, and as soon as I buy it, I'm like, bought the stock, let's dump it.
Oh, man, you're like, what the heck? like it almost knows, right?
Let's buy it. That's the stock to buy.
It's like it almost knows, you know?
Man,
I was going to ask you, did you recently do Yelp ads?
No, I haven't done any Yelp ads.
Huh. That's so weird. Just because I looked in it, it almost makes it seem like you've done Yelp ads. Let me look at something else. Because I know we were talking about that, right?
Yeah.
What were your thoughts on it? Do you remember what we had talked about with the Yelp ads?
Yeah. I guess the main thing that I'd like to get more into is concrete. Like,
okay.
A lot quicker money and, you know.
Yeah, for sure. So, like, with the creative landscapes, right? We can definitely do the focus to be primarily with the concrete work. You're talking about like walkways, pavers, stuff like that, or more of the hardscape with the concrete?
We do a lot of patios, slabs, driveways. I have a lot of pictures.
I'm just looking real quick. Yeah, I see. Let me see here. I'm going to look at something. Yeah, because with the Yelp ads, those campaigns, right, how they would work is you would get, primarily it's going to be messages, right, people requesting a quote from you. Your response time, as long as you're within, I would say no more than 20 minutes you should be good, only because the longer that you take to respond, it could hurt your ranking. In other words, how good are you at responding to messages?
Depends. I mean, yesterday I was way out pouring a slab that I couldn't respond to things. But,
yeah, you can't just stop what you're doing. Right. Yeah. You can't just stop and say, oh, you know, yeah, because that's like time, you know what I mean? That's like, I would basically say like that's, you're pressed for time on that. It's not something that you could start and then stop and then do something else. It's like, you know, so.
Because I'm running, I'm not off, like, just there waiting for my phone to ring, like.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I had one guy that told me, he's like, well, I don't respond to any of my messages until, he's like, until literally when I've gotten home, he's like, and I'm cracking open a drink. And I'm like, okay, well, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
Only because... it's not that. It's just that because if that's when he responds to everybody, it wouldn't benefit him to do the Yelp ads because then if that's going to just hurt his ranking because it's going to say his response time is slow, you know, when it's hours like that, right? With the Yelp ads, okay, we do what we call positive keywords, negative keywords, meaning like the services you don't want to be found for would be your negative keywords, right? Those ads are up and visible within 3 to 5 days. Typically, someone who's performing that search on Yelp is because it's a service that they're needing and they don't know a company, right? Mm-hmm. So with that, they are messaging you, and I'm not going to say they are also messaging probably two other companies, right? Because they're in the mode to purchase that service. So typically the service is purchased within 1 to 2 days. Okay. From them performing that search and requesting quotes. We can customize your questions like that you would want the responses from them. Like, where are you located? You know, what is it that they're needing? So there's certain questions that we can customize for them to answer, which would help you identify if it is something that you can schedule out for, you know, to go give them a quote or if it's even something doable for you, right? So there's the cost per click and then there's the cost per lead. Cost per click is if they're clicking on your profile to gather more information. And then you have the cost per lead, which is you actually receiving that lead with them requesting the quote, right? Just to give you an idea, with you qualify for the promo, which means the first 6 months, you would pay $499 a month. Each month, you get an additional $100 that's allocated to the Yelp ads, okay? The first 6 months that you run them. It is a monthly program. We do all the management of it. Now, when we're looking at cost per click and cost per lead, your cost per click can range anywhere between $12 to $15, okay? Cost per lead could range between $36 to $45 on the cost per lead.
Kind of sound like Angie's.
Angie's is very different because with Angie's, I mean, in the similarity, yes, they're directories, right?
Mm-hmm.
But with Angie's, I mean, they're grabbing leads off of Google. It's not like someone's actually going on their site majority of the time and requesting that. They're basically how they gather their leads is they go on Google and they'll run a Google ad that'll say 25 best, you know, concrete contractors or general contractors or whatever the case may be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Near me. And they run those as in an area, right, where there's a heavy search. So those are the leads that they capture that they turn around and they resell them to you and they resell them to your competitors. They grab them off of Google. Okay. So sometimes you don't even know when they ran that ad because you might come across leads where they're like, I found someone 2 months ago or I wasn't requesting that information. Well, it's because who knows when they ran that Google ad. But that's, it's unique on their part how they do it, but that's how they get the leads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, $500 a month, like, you know, am I going to be getting concrete jobs off this?
Well, I'm not, I can't tell you how many you'll get.
Yeah. And we're in winter time, so is it going to
start
to...
And that's what I was going to ask you, too. Like, usually during this time of the year, what do you typically do? You know, because I know we're getting into the winter months, right?
Well, I'll be gone 10 days in November, and I'll be gone 3 months. So, you know, it might not be time for me.
Might not be the best. Yeah.
Probably, you know.
So maybe, like, when you start back up again, you know, your season, we can always reach back out and see if then if it's a better fit for you, you know?
Yeah, I think maybe by January. I definitely want more concrete, get more set.
Uh-huh.
For now, sizing it, I have been doing a lot of concrete, so.
That's good. That's really good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that we were able to at least talk, you know? Yeah, and then, you know, we can just always go from there and just see, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
sounds good.
Again, it was a pleasure speaking with you, and I hope you have a good rest of the day.
Yeah, thanks. You take care.
You are so welcome.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.